Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
The Lord wants to encourage you with His word and build your faith, and He wants you to be victorious in life. My dear brothers and sisters, God loves you so much. He has the best plan for your life, but we have the enemy of our soul, and we live in the world system that try to pull us down. Therefore, we need to know the Bible, and we know how to fight in the spiritual warfare. Let us pray together and ask the Lord to teach us. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you will speak to us by your Holy Spirit and by your word, Lord. Your word will cleanse us, help us to grow spiritually and to become blessed and victorious in life, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord. We want to give you all the glory and honor, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Philippians chapter 1, verse 28, the Bible says, don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. Everyone say, don't be intimidated. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved even by God Himself. We are saved by God. Salvation belongs to us. Therefore, don't allow anybody on the planet Earth, including yourself, your relative, friends, and even strangers, to intimidate you. There are a lot of ways the enemy tries to intimidate us and keep us from growing, progressing, and developing, and reaching the finish line that God has set up for our life. You may be intimidated by what someone said about you. Perhaps they told you what you could not do or how you are not talented. When I first came to the U.S., many people intimidated me that my English accent and language were very broken. When I wanted to start a church, some pastor intimidated me that, oh, you never went to Bible school. You are a neurosurgeon. You cannot run the church. You will not be successful. I was intimidated right away, even by Christians. Now, you need to understand this. Those words are limiting your life if you allow them to affect your heart. You may be intimidated by even thoughts of doubt. Oh, can I do this? Wow, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to step out in faith. I am not good enough. I don't have enough experience. Or thinking of all the things that could go wrong. Or perhaps you have friends who are causing you to compromise, to do things that are blocking your spiritual growth and blocking the blessing that God has in store for you. Think about this. What could you become if you got out from under that intimidation? How high could you go if you make some adjustment and you did not yield to the intimidation? The good news is that you can still become who you were created to be. You have the life of the Almighty God inside you. You have His DNA. He created you to rise higher, to be successful, and to be confident, to leave your mark on this planet Earth in your generation. God has put gifts and talents in you. He is in you. The Holy Spirit anoints you and give you power and strength to run the race to the finish line. Make the decision to remove what is blocking your growth. You will bloom and blossom and see favor, courage, and boldness to accomplish what God put in your heart. Let us stand firm in faith and believe that we are the children of the Almighty God, and God has the best plan for our life. God wants us to finish our race and fulfill the calling that God called us to do. If you're called to be a businessman or called to be a teacher or a doctor or a nurse, God puts that talent into you and you can accomplish what He calls you to do. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, "For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed." Wow, I love this promise of God. "And do not fear their intimidation." Let us say, do not fear their intimidation. "And do not be troubled." This is from one version of the Bible. Another version say, 1 Peter 3, 12 to 14, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is He who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled." The Oxford English Dictionary defines the word intimidation as to render timid, to inspire fear, to discourage, or suppress by threatening. Feeling intimidated is part of what is our head and part of the other person's behavior. Every human being has to face the problem of intimidation, including me. And every believer faces this problem. You can address both the intimidation from people that come against you or the intimidation that come into your own head. Intimidation is holding many Christians back, not just being who God wants them to be, but also doing what God wants them to do at their church and in their normal daily lives. It paralyzes them in the realm of the spirit. It causes them to compromise what God told them to do. There are some basic ways intimidation happens in life. The first one is through word curses, the word of cursings. Word curses are something spoken over you by someone. Some people may have told you, "Sticks and stones can break your bones, but words will never hurt you." In actuality, the words of cursing and intimidation can break your heart. Depending on who says them, become word curses, especially someone insignificant like a mother or father or a teacher or a pastor or a spouse, even your own peers that you love. People who are close to you may say something negative about you, curse you, and you feel intimidated. You feel afraid. You feel lack of self-confidence, low self-esteem, and you could not rise up to do what God tells you to do. That's what happened to me a lot when I was young. I was intimidated by my family, my older brothers and sisters. And when I came to America, the same thing, because I came here without understanding the American culture and language very well. When I was young, I studied French, so I was not very good in English when I first came to America. But the Lord helped me, saved me from living with intimidation in my heart or the fear in my heart. Second basic intimidation occurs is through your own perception on yourself. I have learned three secrets to overcoming low self-esteem. The first one is to stop the negative self-talk. Even though word curses and rejection can play a large role in low self-esteem, it is what you say and speak into your own life can do just as much damage to your future. You too can bring forth word curses on your life, just like someone else can. The Bible is full of scriptures of who you are in Christ. Start memorizing them, discovering them, believing them, but more importantly, meditating on them. Get those scriptures from the Bible into your head first, into your eyes, and then put them into your heart and believe in what God says about you, who you are in Christ Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave us the right to become children of God. So after we accepted Jesus Christ, we became a son and a daughter of God. We are a son of the King of all kings, the creator of the whole universe. We are not regular people anymore. We have the royal blood on the inside of us. We have the inheritance of the King of all kings. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The God of Most High accepts us as his own child without any condemnation, because the price that Jesus paid on the cross for our sins. You should not look at the mirror and say, wow, I'm condemned, I'm bad, I am nothing, I am just a regular human being. No, you are a child of the living God and there is no condemnation on you. You should know who you are in Christ. Bible verses tell us who we are in Christ, and take each one of those verses and spend time memorizing them, letting them sink into your heart and mix them with faith. The key, again, is not to just memorizing them, but accepting them as truth, as face value, as the word from the Almighty God who never lies to you. The scripture does not mean anything unless you believe and speak them in your life. Everyone say, believe. Everyone say, speak. The second secret I have learned about overcoming self-esteem is to like yourself. Do a soul search and honestly ask yourself, do you really like yourself? Of course, it is easy to say you do, but take a look deeper down into your heart. When you look into the mirror, do you like yourself from the physical and internally? Jesus told us to love neighbors just like we love ourselves. If you don't like yourself, how can you expect to like anyone else? And you are also opening yourself up to a whole can of demonic attacks and lies and deceptions. We need to love ourselves. We need to see all the good things that God put in our life. So many good things that God has put into our life, such as Romans chapter 12, verse 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Sometimes we are labeled by society with certain terminology. Oh, you are Asian. You're small. Oh, you are foreigner. You are the second-class citizen. Oh, you have autism. My brother and sister, God tell me and want to tell you right now, don't let those labels from mankind lingering in your heart and see yourself in a mirror every day. Oh, I'm not good. I have handicap. I am having autism, or I am having this problem. I am just an Asian. I'm a second-class citizen. The Lord told me that don't think about those terms, but look at yourself that I am created by God. I'm wonderfully made. God created me. I have good things in me, some talent, some ability that other people may not have. I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord and believe in who I am in Christ Jesus, and keep excelling and doing your best to develop those gifts and talents in you, and don't compare yourself with other people. You just keep doing the best you can in what you have in your life and allow the Word of God and the Holy Spirit develop you to become more and more like Jesus Christ. The third secret I have learned is to stop measuring my God-given talents and abilities to others. In reality, yes, there will be always be someone better than me by experience and talents. that does not minimize the talents and gift that God has bestowed onto me. Even though spiritual gifts are from God, they still need to be mastered, polished, and developed. God will only give you what you can handle. I'm not an evangelist by nature. I'm a teacher. So I don't want to compare myself to the evangelists who preach in front of 10,000 people in this world. God gave me the talents and the abilities and the spiritual gift to be who I am. So I just do my best in what I have and keep developing and using and exercising what I have the best I can. God rewards you and me because we are faithful, not because we have so many gifts and so many talents. We are faithful. We excel in what we do. And God will smile from heaven. God will not give you and me more than He knows we cannot handle. His main agenda is not to see you fail, but to succeed. Therefore, number one, don't allow the words of intimidation from other people to affect you. Remove them as soon as possible. Keep your eyes on the Word of God, on who God is and how much He loves you and how unique you are. Don't speak negative things against yourself. Don't intimidate yourself. Don't allow low self-esteem to control you. You always look at yourself as a child of the living God. You are talented. You are successful. You are wonderfully made. You are one of the kinds. And just keep running your race, learning, developing, and doing the best you can with faithfulness in your heart to serve the Lord and to get to your destiny. And again, don't be intimidated by your enemy. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the promise that you always lead us to triumph through Christ Jesus. Thank you that we are your children. We are victors, not victims of the enemy's intimidation. We declare that we are removing anything that is blocking our growth and faith, and anything that will make us compromise and not doing what God calls us to do. Lord, give us more faith and boldness. Give us more anointing and grace and favor, Lord. And we want to serve you and live our life for the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We believe and declare that we will practice what we learn in this lesson. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.